Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And today we're going to continue our theme of March Madness for parents. You know, March Madness is the nickname for the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and here on Pebbles of Truth, we've been looking at some of the areas of parenting that can drive us crazy. And if you've missed any of those episodes, we encourage you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. And Scott Phillips is here with me again, as he has been this entire month. And Scott, how's your bracket doing?
Well, I'm holding my own. I don't follow college basketball as much as I used to, but it's still fun to check out the bracket. In fact, I downloaded a tournament app for my cell phone this week.
Well, what a coincidence, Scott. Our topic for this week is cell phones and our kids.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad segue. In all seriousness, we get asked about cell phones more than any topic when we speak to parents. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big issue and can certainly drive parents mad.
Especially when the bill comes each month. You know, oftentimes with texting plans and unlimited plans and, you know, the internet data usage and all that kind of thing, it could oftentimes spike well over $250 without even trying.
Sure.
But Scott, what should parents be aware of when they're considering purchasing a cell phone for their kids?
Well, I think the first thing is to realize that these really aren't cell phones anymore. Mm-hmm. They're really more mobile computing devices that happen to make phone calls. And actually, the phone feature is probably the weakest part of the phone.
You're right about that. Today's phones can send text messages and take pictures and video and surf the internet, just to name a few of the features.
Yeah, and they do that all at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think parents also need to realize that if they give their kid or a teen a cell phone that can access the web, they're severely limiting how they can monitor their kid's internet usage, and the kids can get into some nasty things right on their phone.
And Scott, not only that, but the cell phones make it easy to take a picture since most of them have cameras in them, and they oftentimes can instantly upload these to the internet or send it by way of a text message where basically the entire world may see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that kids have a lot of the filtering ability to know what's appropriate and what's not. And this can really cause problems amongst some of the families.
Sure, particularly at school. All that power makes it really easy for kids to bully each other and to cheat at school. Mm-hmm. In fact, many schools are starting just to ban them for that reason. Hey, we could go on and on here. There's a lot to be concerned about when it comes to cell phones and our kids.
And it's a lot to think about. Scott, I read somewhere that studies show that almost 75% of teens today have cell phones.
Wow.
So I guess this issue isn't going away anytime soon. But Scott, what are some of the general guidelines that parents might want to consider when it comes to their kids and cell phones?
Well, for starters, we always suggest no cell phones at the dinner table. Have that time be a time just to talk with each other and catch up and not be interrupted by text or phone calls. And and that's a good rule for kids and adults. And I've violated that a time or two myself. So
guilty.
Yeah. Another one would be that have all the cell phones in the family get turned off at the designated time of night, and they get placed in mom and dad's room for charging. Mm-hmm. What happens a lot of times is kids will lay in bed overnight and they'll be texting their friends, or they're playing games, they're surfing the internet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they end up not getting hardly any sleep and then having to get up and go to school the next day.
And that's a great idea. I also think it's important that kids must answer their mom and dad's calls unless they're driving. I know that with our kids, we would oftentimes call our kids, and if they put us into voicemail and we called back again, that generally meant that we wanted to talk to them. It was rather important. But obviously, they shouldn't be using the phone also when they're behind the wheel, so they should pull over to the side of the road to answer that call.
Yeah, and a lot of states are starting to ban that practice altogether for kids and adults. You know, parents can also have the teen contribute to paying the cell phone bill. Many do. Their kid won't be the only one. And obviously, a cell phone is a privilege, and so if there's a loss in grades or there's behavior issues, it needs to be taken away. Despite what society is telling us, cell phones are still a luxury, not a necessity, especially for teens.
Well, next week is our last in the March Madness series, Scott. So what are we going to be talking about?
Well, it's another tough one, how we deal with our kids' ever-changing physical appearance.
Boy, they just don't get any easier, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, we're going to look forward to that. So until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.